With some appropriate music for this time of year and some exciting exclusive recordings, I hope the next 60 minutes will put a little spring into your life. This is Organ First Radio. What better way to get the show off to a lively start than with the master of the Hammond organ, the late and great Lenny D, with Spring, Beautiful Spring. Spring, Beautiful Spring, played by Lenny D, but composed back in 1902 by German composer Paul Linker, who also wrote another delightful tune called The Glowworm. Some of the more recent editions of the Cinema Organ Society Journal have featured a series of articles dealing with the pioneering theatre organ recordings made on the Cook Sounds of Our Times label by Reginald Fort. Well, every so often the commercial record label market throws up some strange releases, and some time back I came across a recording titled Ken Griffin at the Great Organ. Well, this intrigued me because Griffin, of course, was a famous electronic organist, and this particular LP turned out to be no more than Ken Griffin than I am. In fact, it's none other than one of the Reginald Fort Cook recordings, which he made at the Acker Temple Mosque in Virginia. But when the recording label issued it, either in genuine error or deliberately, the sound engineer increased the playing speed of the Fort recordings. But in doing so, and in my humble opinion, he made the somewhat ponderous tempo of the original recordings far more pleasant to listen to. This is one such track. Thank you. Reginald Fort and the Dole Dance, and if you want to learn and hear more about that recording, then just go to YouTube and type in Organ Celebrities Ken Griffin number 20. In the meantime, here is the unmistakable sound of Ken Griffin with the same tune. The Dole Dance, played by Ken Griffin with a little guitar accompaniment. Now, you may recall last month that I featured a couple of tracks from a new CD by Stephen Vincent, playing the Yamaha EL90 live without the aid of any studio enhancements, electronic gizmos or a safety net. Well, he's very kindly sent me a special track which is in complete contrast to the two theatrical style examples from last month. Again, this is a standard EL90 played, shall we say, in a home organ environment, but with a very accomplished and imaginative artist. The tune is called Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now. Once again, the title was Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now. The year was 1928, and the composer was Walter Donaldson. And one of the most famous names who recorded that tune was singer Ruth Etting. It was played there, of course, in typical Flapper Day style by Stephen Vincent. And I assure you, if you've got an EL90, then all those sounds are in there for the discovering. In the meantime, if, like me, you've become quite hooked on Stephen's playing and the sounds of the Yamaha EL90, then just check out some of the very imaginative videos by Stephen Vincent on YouTube, and you'll then be able to see him actually perform at the instrument in question. Let's have another tune now, which musically sums up this time of year. This is William Davis at the Tatton Hall Knutsford Henry Willis Organ with Sidney Cooke's Daffodil Dance. The Daffodil Dance, played there by William Davis. Well, the season stays the same, but this time the organ is the Magnificent Wurlitzer in the El Panama Hotel in Panama, still played on a regular basis, but in this instance from one of the very few recordings ever made of it. The artist is the late Leroy Lewis, and the tune is All Because of Spring. Thank you. All Because of Spring, played there by Leroy Lewis. Over the years, I've kept in touch with many organists around the world, and I always appreciate the time that Australian superstar Tony Fenelon takes in his replies to me. Not only that, he's always so generous when it comes to supplying advanced tracks from upcoming releases, and I have his permission to share this next exciting track with you. The background to it is indirectly that, due to many people asking him at concerts whether numbers he just performed are on a CD. In fact, he's amazed himself at the amount of material that he's been playing for years but never recorded. Top of the list was the Litov Concerto, and although a version of it is on YouTube, taken from a performance which he did on the Roland 5 piano as part of a theatre organ Christmas concert at Marrickville Town Hall in Sydney 3 or 4 years back, it didn't constitute the complete orchestral score. Well, it does now, so sit back and enjoy this masterful performance of this wonderful and always popular work by Henry Charles Litov of the Scherzo from Concerto Symphonique No. 4 in D. Thank you. The scherzo from the Concerto Symphonique No. 4, played there by Tony Fenelon, a track that's so new that he's not even finished making up his mind which other pieces to complete the CD with. A CD that doesn't even have a title as yet. But when it does, you'll get to know about it right here on Organ First Radio. Although he remains associated with Roland pianos and organs, his visits to the UK are less than his many fans would like. And as for theatre organ concerts, well, you'd get quite a few chances to see him if you lived down under. Again, with his kind permission, I'm going to turn back the clock to 1980, when I first met him as one of the performers in the then annual Manchester International Organ Festivals, which had as its base of operations the Free Trade Hall in Manchester itself and the opportunity to hear the former Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer installed therein. Here's Tony to introduce part of his very first concert to an English audience.
Now, a little bit of up-to-date nonsense from a musical that, or a film, that has taken the world by storm, particularly for the kids. I know my two kids loved this particular movie. It was the Muppet movie. And I thought I would put in about 3 or 4 minutes of Muppet nonsense for you. The first is actually the theme from The Muppet Show, which I believe comes from here. And the second song is from the film. It's called The Rainbow Connection, sung by Kermit the Frog. Again, I'm not going to try and sing. And thirdly, to finish the little bracket, there's a song with quite a little rock beat to it called Movin' Right Along. And that is sung in the film by Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear. How ridiculous. Thank you.
A short selection of tunes from The Muppet Movie. And for the past 15 minutes, you've been in the company of Tony Fenelon on electronics and pipes. And what a delightful 15 minutes it's been. Staying with pipes and the underlying spring theme to the show this month, here's two recordings that are somewhat linked. Earlier in the show, I mentioned the Reginald Fort recordings on the Cook Sounds of Our Times label, and Emery Cook, the engineer responsible for being one of the pioneers of recording organs in true stereo format, did set up all his stereo equipment to do a session with one other organist, namely Bill Floyd. Once again, he chose a very famous Wurlitzer organ. This time, it's the Paramount Theatre in New York. Here's Bill Floyd with Spring Is Here. Spring Is Here, played by Bill Floyd. Now, when it came time to take that organ out of the Paramount in New York, it went to the Wichita Century 2 Auditorium in Kansas, and where for a good many years the organist in residence was Billy Knoll. And his contribution to our spring show is Grieg's To Spring. Billy Knoll at the Wurlitzer organ and Grieg's beautiful composition, To Spring. To bring this month's show to a close, here's Tim Flint on Yamaha HX1 with a selection of tunes made famous by George Gershwin, namely Strike Up the Band, It's Wonderful, Embraceable You, Lady Be Good, Someone to Watch Over Me, and I've Got Rhythm. Thank you. With Tim Flint playing what I guess could be titled a Gershwin Garland, we come to the end of another edition of Organ First Radio. Remember, if you're not hearing the kind of music, the artists or the instruments you like elsewhere, then Organ First Radio is just one of several internet radio programmes designed to satisfy your musical preferences. In the case of Organ First Radio, it's a programme of organ music for enthusiasts, presented by an organ enthusiast. That enthusiast is me, and so I hope to have the pleasure of your company again real soon. Until then, this is Alan Ashton saying, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.